Hello and welcome to the Friday, December 7th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Washington, D.C. I'll be teaching the IPv6 Essentials class here on Friday and Saturday at the Cyber Defense Initiative in Washington, D.C. But with that, let's get started. We got a pretty busy schedule today. Let's start out I'm recording here from a hotel, and one thing that came up last week, actually not because of the hotel I'm staying at today, but is the use of transparent proxies in hotels. In this particular case, the way this first manifested itself was that the hotel apparently inserted its own ads into web pages to replace ads that would usually be shown in their place. Now, this would be more or less annoyance usually, but in this case, they also intercepted ads that were served via SSL, so you ended up with SSL warnings. In response to this, I published a little diary to tell you how to detect these transparent proxies. Now, this is not 100% detection, but works pretty well. These transparent proxies are usually not aware of the destination IP address that you try to reach. The reason for this is that the firewall will just rewrite your TCP connection to redirect it to the proxy server. So the destination IP will be the IP address of the proxy server, not the IP address you originally tried to connect to. So the only thing the proxy server can do is to look at the host header to figure out what website you're trying to reach. So the trick is pretty simple. Try to telnet on port 80 to an arbitrary IP address, something like 1234. It should be a routable one, of course, not one within the 10.net network or whatever the hotel is using. And then just send a simple GET request. Just type it out, /http:/1.1, and then use a host header like google.com, isc.sans.edu, and see if you get that respective page back. If that's the case, then you are behind one of these proxy servers. In many cases, they will also insert their own proxy headers, which of course then nails it to what kind of proxy server they're running. Again, refer to the diary for some examples on what to exactly type. Netcat, of course, works too. In Windows Vista, Windows 8, you typically don't have Telnet by default, but it's pretty easy to install. And you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably already figured out how to do that. And then we are back to SSL issues, and this time again, not technical issues, but the good old management issues of certificate authorities. In this particular case is Komodo. Now, Komodo uses a domain usertrust.com for some of its certificate services. For example, if you purchased a certificate via Komodo or many of its resellers, you will see that, for example, the certificate revocation list and other URLs like that are served via a usertrust.com domain. However, what apparently happened was that Komodo forgot to renew this domain, and as a result, that domain went into parked state. Now, we first found out about this from readers who basically told us, hey, you know, we can't go to various websites. For example, you couldn't go to the ISC website if you enforce a certificate revocation list, because we use a Komodo certificate, and then your browser tries to download the certificate revocation list, and if you enforce them, then of course you will no longer be able to connect to us because your browser thinks our certificate is invalid. We looked at it closer. Like, first, the guess, of course, was that the registrar got hacked or Komodo got breached and someone changed the DNS entry. But the DNS entry pointed to a domain that's commonly used for VeriSign parked domains that expired. So at this point, our guess is that all that happened was that Komodo forgot to renew this domain. Also, the Whois record shows an update today and an expiration date of a couple years from now. So I hope they put it in their calendar and are not going to forget again. And Microsoft published its pre-release for next week's patch Tuesday. Expect a total of 7 bulletins, 5 of which are rated critical, 2 are rated important. The affected software is your essentially standard software, Windows in an Explorer, so I expect we'll get another roll-up patch there. Windows has 4 patches, 2 critical, too important, then a critical patch for server software and a critical patch for Microsoft Office and server software, which usually refers to server software related to Microsoft Office. So overall, again, I would say an average patch Tuesday. And then we got reports of more targeted tech support scams. Now, the way this usually worked is that someone will call you out of the blue, suggesting that they are from Microsoft or from some other well-known company and offer tech support, or just to notify you that you're infected with a virus. And then, of course, well, if you are unlucky, they will actually infect you with a virus, or at least charge you some money for not doing really anything. Well, in this latest round, we got two reports where the call actually claimed to come from a tech support company that the particular victim company had a contract with. So this is a lot more plausible and looks a lot more targeted. We don't have a lot of detail on what these callers tried to accomplish, but we can just assume pretty much the same thing as the non-targeted ones, but probably again installing some spyware or just snooping around on the system is probably a likely outcome. Well, that's it for today. Sorry for running a little bit over, but I said we had a pretty full program today, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.